so this is part of an effort to help farmers across Massachusetts improve the health of the soil on their farms. And what happens is the helicopter is going to fly over cropland. It's primarily corn would be the main crop this is done on. And they'll be dropping ryegrass seed. And the purpose of it is to establish what's called a cover crop that helps to protect the soil in the fall, winter, and spring when there's no primary crop growing on the land. And by flying it on aerially, it allows the farmer to get that cover crop established sooner than if they waited till the corn was harvested in the fall. So that gives maximum benefit by getting that cover crop established early.
Is this program, has this been done before in this area?
Yes, we offered it last year, and it actually was done probably 20 years ago, and then we offered it again for the first time last year. A big difference this time around is that it's higher tech. It's a higher tech process in that the helicopter is using GPS technology to precisely drop the seed on the fields. And this is ryegrass seed, so it's not a chemical, it's just ryegrass seed, but it is pretty precise.
And how many farms are involved in this?
We have 55 participating farms statewide, and it's going to cover over 5,000 acres across the state.
And this goes from the Berkshires right on down into southeastern Massachusetts, is that right?
Yes, that's right. All the way from the Berkshires across Pioneer Valley, Worcester County, and all the way down to southeastern Mass.
And you said primarily the crop they're covering is corn. Is there a particular reason why it's a corn crop that this is beneficial to?
Well, there's a couple of reasons why corn is the ideal type of cropland for this process. That's because, first of all, it's a tillable crop that covers a lot of acreage, and the nature of a corn field and corn plants in that they're very upright growing, it allows the seed to penetrate down to the soil very easily.
Is this expected to produce a healthier crop than of corn the following season?
Well, it's actually a number of benefits. The primary reason why we're offering this is because of the soil health, the conservation benefits. It helps to improve the health of soil and helps to prevent soil erosion. So it's protecting nearby water, you know, rivers and streams from, the erosion running into the rivers and streams, which protects water quality. But it also, by improving the health of the soil, does benefit the crop, next year's crop as well, because we've got a healthier soil, we're benefiting that living ecosystem in the soil, so the plants next year will do even better.
And now, is this being done at no cost to the farmers who are getting the seeds?
Right. They're actually receiving some financial assistance through our agency, and that's through a program called the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, which is a federal program under the Farm Bill that provides financial assistance for a wide array of conservation practices, and this is just one of the many practices that we provide financial assistance for.
Now, from the public standpoint, they see this helicopter flying over the fields in the next several weeks throughout the entire state. They should not be alarmed, correct?
Right. Folks should not be alarmed if they see the helicopter flying over nearby farms. And, in fact, we'd like them to know that this is actually a good thing, that it's their farm neighbors helping to protect the land, protect the soil. And it's actually a very fast process, too. So if folks are concerned about noise, the helicopter is only going to be at any given farm field for approximately 30 minutes. So it happens very quickly. The schedule for this is variable depending on weather. So it's going to happen approximately between mid-August and mid-September. It's hard to say exactly when the helicopter is going to come to any particular town. But it's folks should expect to see that helicopter flying sometime in that time period. The helicopter is actually going to have a hopper hanging down below it. So folks will see this hopper kind of swinging below the helicopter, and as it flies over the corn, it's releasing the seed, so they may see the seed spraying out of the hopper.